you will do the tough things first every day, you will increase your productivity by 20%.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness.
If we're going to be successful, we have to take control of our own prosperity.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
Education unlocks the door. It's experience that will help you succeed.
People said, well, don't sweat the small things. Well, I guarantee if you don't sweat the small things, the big things are going to become a mess.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO.
I'm Rob Artigo, former Bay Area radio personality and your host for this edition of the Tough Things First podcast with Ray Zinn, the longest serving CEO in Silicon Valley history. Hi, Ray.
Hello, Rob. Good to be with you today.
Ray, many people are held back by fear. I know this personally. I've had times in my life where I avoided something because I just had like a general fear of the possible outcomes. And some people just govern their whole lives based on fear. Is it possible to eliminate fear?
Sure, but you have to first recognize that you are fearful. Are you risk averse? Risk averse means that you're not willing to take any chances. The more chances you're willing to take, the more likely you are to succeed. Now, you know, there's some righteous fear, meaning that you want to fear God as you would respect him. You want to be respected. And so, you know, you don't want to be stupid and jump off of an airplane without a parachute. I mean, you know, that's not overcoming fear. That's just being stupid. Eliminating fear allows you to be, you know, more willing to take some chances. You know, if you don't take a chance, you're just not going to accomplish your legacy or grow your career. You know, some people are afraid to go to school. You know, if you're wrapped up in fear, there's a lot of things that you could do, you won't do. Oh, I can't do that. Or, oh, I don't have that knowledge. Or I don't that skill set. As soon as you say what you don't have and you can't do, you know, that then you're fearful. So to be able to accomplish a lot, you have to eliminate that fear factor. You know, there was a TV program some time ago, a reality show, you know, it was called Fear Factor. You know, the purpose of it was see if people could do things which are difficult, like eat certain things like bugs or something. Yeah. that you know, or seeing how they would do walking across a canyon on a bridge, you know, on a tight wire with a they did all kinds of really fearful things. You know, how some people are afraid of swimming in the ocean. My wife is afraid to swim in the ocean because she's fearful of those, what she can't see that's in the water. In the pool, she knows there's no animals in there, so she's not fearful of the pool, but in the ocean, she's fearful. But that prevents you then from being able to explore in that environment. Some people are afraid to jump out of an airplane with a parachute. So they'll never experience that because they're fearful of it. And some, you know, we're all are fearful of the unknown, but you know, if you restrict yourself to the point where you're not going to do anything because of fear, you're not going to succeed.
Yeah. You mentioned risk averse. That's a really good example, because you endeavor to do anything and don't take any risk at all, you're definitely not going to have any success. If you take some risk, you have a chance of success. If you are less fearful, but one thing that we may discuss in another podcast at some point is the idea that if you take a chance and you have a plan, you're gonna improve your chances of success. In fact, make your success likely to whatever level that ends up being is one story, but you have a really good chance of having success. That's my little commentary there. You mentioned healthy fears. So there's the fear of God, and that there's a balance there, right? You have to learn some effective ways to eliminate fear, so you're not held back by them, but at the same time, not, like you said, do stupid things like bungee jump with a rope instead of a bungee cord.
There are people who do things which are extremely dangerous, and, and yet they take the chance. I mean, I back when I was in college, I was a rodeo clown, and I had to fight the bulls. Now, because I was raised around cattle and raised around those animals, I was less fearful, and so I could do it. But there, I did take a big chance because I was hurt severely a few times, not because of what I was doing. It was because of the way I was doing it. I was not being careful. I was exaggerating my ability, as you would, and I just wanted to show the audience, the crowd, you know, how dangerous it was. And so I got severely injured a few times when I tried to show off. You know, the name of the game is, you know, have a righteous level of fear, as we talked about, the righteous fear as opposed to being unrighteous. And even though I was skilled at what I did, I did some unhealthy and unrighteous things that caused me to get injured. Be mindful of the danger, and then go for that. But don't let fear be the stumbling block that prevents you from accomplishing your legacy.
In the business world, have you seen people who have been, they've held themselves back in work and success just because they were fearful of making a simple decision like switching jobs?
Yeah, I mean, that's why people don't change jobs, because they're fearful of the new company that they're going to join, or they're you know, they don't like change, and so they stay with what they know and where they are. So again, the objective is to have a healthy form of fear, the righteous fear, I call it, versus unrighteous. Unrighteous fear is doing stupid things, when the potential for failure is so high that you'll actually will cause either your death or some other serious injury. So anyway, you know, don't let fear stop you from progressing and doing righteous things, but let your fear, an unrighteous, you know, grow stronger, as you would. Be fearful of doing stupid things.
That's some good advice, Ray. The listeners can join the conversation at toughthingsfirst.com. Questions and comments are welcome, so join us. Follow Ray on Twitter, or X, depending on how you want to call it. Some people still call it Twitter. Facebook and LinkedIn are there. And, of course, you can pick up Ray's books, Tough Things First, the Zen of Zen Series 1, 2, and 3. And on sale now, The Essential Leader, 10 Skills, Attributes, and Fundamentals that Make Up the Essential Leader. Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, Rob.
You've been listening to the Tough Things First podcast. Proud to introduce Ray Zinn's new book, The Essential Leader, 10 Skills, Attributes, and Fundamentals that Make Up the Essential Leader. Available in paperback and digital formats at retailers everywhere. And don't forget Ray's other books, Tough Things First and the Zen of Zinn series. Join us again for another edition of the Tough Things First podcast.